This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, he's a pro, and usually when you make it this far in one's career, you're doing something right, and that goes back to the process, as you mentioned, and the willingness to put in more time, and I think that work ethic is a part of the reason why he's been in the league and been as successful as he's been over the years. So, you know, that's going to continue as we move forward here, and anxious to see and excited to see where that leads us this week and on into the future weeks here.
Sean McDermott this morning on WGR. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app. Amari Cooper is whom he is speaking of. I think I needed the of there. 466-1 for Cooper in his debut against the Titans. Joining us now on the Westshore Hotline is the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Panayotovich. BetQL Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast for more analysis. Just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. I want to ask you, Sam, what you're doing, but I think I know.
Well, you know, did you piece Bulldog off yet or what?
Not yet. Bulldog, do you want in on this horse?
Bulldog, Joe and I are sitting at a bar in Chicago, and we have a horse in race six at Keeneland. Do you want in or do you want in?
Sure, I'm in. Sure, what the hell?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're both in.
Yeah, Mike can get me a Venmo or something. Sure, yep. I'm down. I'm down.
We're both in for.
Show says, yeah, let me send you a Venmo. I said, let's figure that out after we win. We'll figure it out then.
What is the reason for betting on this horse, if there is one?
So we've got a guy in Florida who's very good. He's a breeder and a trainer and also a handicapper, which kind of sounds illegal, but I guess it works. And he's. He's given plays out all the time on social, and it's his favorite bet of the day. So the horse is the 7 horse at Keeneland, race 6. His name is Ennis Town. And when I texted you, Mike, about 20 minutes ago, the horse was 5-1. Now he's 2-1.
Yeah, that's from our audience. I mentioned it before the break. I think that's what happened.
Well, but, how many people are betting Keeneland at 3:33 on a Friday? Not many.
Not many, but until today, we're doing this right now. So I'm watching it.
This is quite a place we've landed.
This is kind
we've got a guy in Florida.
Yeah,
where we're at.
So you and I have a guy who's got a guy in Florida.
Right.
At this point.
So I think in a week we'll have a guy in Florida. Isn't that how it works, Sam?
This is secretly how I've always wanted to live.
He's very good. Look, he's very good at horses, but, you know, you have to understand. Let me just backtrack this right now. The best in the horse biz only hit about 27%.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the.
I know.
Here comes the. Here comes the small
prince. Already, I'm committed already. I'm not an overthinker.
Yeah, you buried the lead. Amari Cooper. Didn't we talk about Amari Cooper touchdown last week?
Yes, we did. And I bet it, along with a bunch of other stuff, and almost all of it hit except for one thing. So, you know, it was almost a success story.
You know, Sam, this week, it's really the season for a few weeks was how big favorites were losing outright all the time. Like, it took maybe until week four for anybody favored by a touchdown or more to actually win that game. But it has gone the other way pretty dramatically, I think. And now we've got a week where I did this a couple days ago, but as of then, there were 8 favorites by 6 or more. So this is an unusual week for what the season has been.
It's really this weekend, what can you stomach as a bettor? And you and I were texting before the hit. I said, what dog can you get to? Because you got 3 that I think have value, all 3 of them. The problem is the average gambler doesn't want to bet on Vegas plus 10, on Carolina plus 10.5, on Tennessee plus 11.5. Those are the 3 teams that nobody wants to bet this weekend. But when you combine that with how well the favorites have done, the number is just too high. Now, it doesn't mean that the dogs are all going to cover. It's just, you know, 3 weeks ago, Detroit's probably 9, 9.5. But what has happened, guys? Well, Detroit killed Dallas and beat Minnesota. So, I mean, if you had an accordion and you stretched it all the way out on both sides, the perception on Detroit is through the roof. The perception on Baltimore is through the roof. Conversely, the perception on Tennessee and Cleveland is the other way. It's all the way on the other side of the accordion. But if you can stomach an ugly dog or two this week, I honestly think you're not going to be in a bad spot. And I hate to admit this on your program, I have an uncomfortable amount of money on Cleveland plus 9.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Yeah. I mean, you have to buy the dip on the team. They're going to a new quarterback, a new play caller, and the best thing about Cleveland this week is that Baltimore has no footage on Jameis Winston under Ken Dorsey. There's not a morsel of tape, film, anything on what they're going to do. The problem with that, or the counter to that, is Jameis might throw 4 interceptions.
Right.
So you're living by the sword with anything on Cleveland.
I love Cleveland this week, but it's risky. Like, Michael joke around, we do picks in the 6 o'clock hour near the end of our Friday show every week during football season, and Mike will point out, like, usually we get to this part of the season, and I often will pull away because I just bet good teams, and I kind of ignore the spread. You know, it's like they're better than them. And that shakes me a little with Baltimore and Cleveland, because obviously Baltimore is the good team in this scenario. But I like the quarterback change, especially because it's not just a change. I mean, it was so bad, and it was clamored for. I have to think that locker room is going to want to try to make a point with Jameis. I mean, he's got to take care of it himself. He's got to take care of the ball, but I kind of love Cleveland this week. Not the win, but that spread is nice.
Well, maybe I bet them to win, too. It is what it is. I mean, they were like 4-1 on the money line. But I think the true number should be Baltimore 7, and the true money line should be Baltimore minus 300. So, look, I'm not one to come in and give you narrative bets. I try and bet numbers. Since we've been together, I think we're doing okay. The one week we struggled, we had Miami against Cal, and that was not great. But generally speaking, if you can buy the dip on teams in the NFL that nobody wants to bet, you're going to be in a good spot. And I think you're right, Bulldog. I think there's this wave of enthusiasm that, holy crap, it's no longer Deshaun Watson. Like, it's no longer this quarterback that can't move, that can't throw, and – you know, I think Dorsey's going to dial it up. And you guys know Dorsey. I mean, Dorsey got canned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Buffalo, forgive me if I'm wrong, but didn't he get canned for passing too much?
Yeah.
Yes. Cleveland needs to pass because they can't pass with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, and they still were, I mean, with Stefanski there. So I don't know exactly what that'll look like. The one big underdog that I like the most is the Raiders because the Chiefs just don't score. You know, I mean, I know it's the Chiefs, but Raiders beat them last year. And it's a classic sort of buster game where, like, the Chiefs have come out, they win in San Francisco and cover, and just like, here we go again. They're just gonna have a perfect season. I don't know. Like, the Raiders, maybe a little bit of a different vibe with Adams gone too. So 10 points at home, that's the one. I can't get to Tennessee or Carolina, but I mean, Cleveland's, it makes sense. But the Raiders, that's the one I like.
Well, they agree with you right now because this was 10 on Thursday morning, and I'm seeing 9.5 and 9. So clearly some respect for Vegas at that number. Again, we're not saying we love the Raiders or that I love the Browns. We're just betting decent numbers, and that's what it is. But I talk to these guys in Vegas, as you know, all the time, and they've been crying poor and saying that everybody's killing us with favorites and favorite parlays. And when that happens, when favorites roll a book 2 weeks in a row, what does the book do?
Pushes the numbers up, right?
I'm going to make these numbers higher than they should be, and that's how it goes.
Sam Paniatovich, our guest, live from a bar in Chicago where we're watching horse racing together. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. What do you think about Bill Seahawks? You have a lean here?
That total seems a little low, does it not? And I'm not just saying that because Buffalo scored 34 and Seattle scored 34. I don't think these defenses get many stops. And, you know, the Seahawks are pretty banged up in the secondary. They got a couple corners that are hurt. I don't know if they're both going to be able to give it a go. And, you know, Buffalo's got the ability to run the football down their throat, which opens up everything for that offense. The passing game, the play action, the Josh Allen designed runs. I mean, the total's sitting 46 right now, which was bet down from 47. I don't know. Am I stupid for thinking we're going to get fireworks in this game?
I'm sort of with you, but I've thought that a lot of times going into Bills games this year. And I mean, they won some pretty crooked games in primetime early weeks 2 and weeks 3, but there wasn't fireworks on both sides. It was just like the Bills just not like knockout punched both Miami and Jacksonville. I thought those games had a chance to be like, you know, 35-30 type games. I'd say the same thing about this one, but like I said, I've been wrong a couple times on that.
It's okay though. I mean, I don't think you have the wrong idea. You look at Seattle's last four games, 42-29, 29-20, 36-24, and then they go in and beat Atlanta 34-14. It's not their fault Atlanta couldn't score. Atlanta's full of morons that don't know how to give Bijan Robinson the ball. So, I don't know. I think Seattle's just an over team. I like Geno and Josh Allen to push the ball. I haven't bet it yet. I'm too busy betting Browns and Panthers because I'm a sicko.
and Ennistown.
And Ennistown, which I believe he does. He go off in a minute here.
Yeah. Oh, he or absolutely does. Absolutely does.
2-1 now. We bet him down to 2-1. Look what you guys did. The power of your show down to 2-1.
9-5 even. 9-5 even.
He Sam. Better win.
This has to happen. This has to happen.
He was 5-1 when I texted you. He was 5-1, Mike.
I regret mentioning it. I mean, I wish I didn't, obviously. We'll see what happens. The race is underway. You're a big college player here, Sam. What do you like? Oregon worked for you last week on our show. You mentioned that in the Friday night game, was it? How about this weekend?
Yeah, so my favorite bet is Wisconsin. We bet some 6.5. And when I moved to Vegas about 5 years ago, I was taught right away that there's a reason books open a game 6.5 and not 7. Or 13.5 and not 14. Well, they opened Penn State minus 6.5. And guys, that thing hasn't budged all week. Which tells you two things. A, the books are taking a stance on Wisconsin being solid. And B, sharp people are keeping that from moving to 7. And Penn State has the biggest game of its season next week at home against Ohio State. So this is sort of a spot that's not great. I like Penn State getting the points. And I'm going against the Heisman frontrunner. What could possibly go wrong with UNLV plus 3.5 tonight at home against Boise State? What could go wrong?
I don't think we're winning this race, Sam.
Wait, are you giving us live updates? How are we doing? What's the horse doing?
It's going to be the 5.
He's in third. I'm hearing he's in third. I'm not watching.
Second, I think, but the 5 won it. So.
Oh, we didn't win?
No. Mm. Sorry.
Mm. Well, let me know what
you're not watching it, or somehow my stream is ahead of Weir Bar? I mean, that doesn't seem like that could be right.
Did we lose? We lost the bet, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let me know what I owe you.
Yeah.
I'm getting the throat cut from one of the guys sitting at the bar. He put his hand across his throat to not win the race.
Maybe there'll be an inquiry. I'm still waiting on that stat projection from Fantasy last week that's never coming. And, you know, maybe there'll be an inquiry.
Is this the point where you guys hang up on me?
No, hey.
Giving you a horse loser?
It was fun. It was in the window here.
I've never felt more alive, Sam.
5 just sort of was, as they would say in the racing forum, much the best.
Well, you guys closed. You had good closing line value thanks to your platform.
Yes, we did. That's right. All right, Sam. Well, good luck this weekend and have fun with Joe. I'm sure you will. It sounds like you are.
Yeah, we will. Look, I think Wisconsin's a good bet, guys. I think 6.5 is a really good number on a good team that usually does well in this role at home. So I'm pretty locked in on Wisconsin.
Very good. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy your weekend.
See you guys.
The host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Panayotovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. What just happened? Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Was that legal, what just happened? I don't know. Hopefully. That's not something we get training videos on.
No.
We get the training videos on other things like behavior in the workplace, not on whether you can bet horses live.
With people in bars.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fun. Why not? He did finish 2nd.
I mean, it's close.
You can't complain too much.
No.
That right?
I'm not inclined to complain at all. It's Friday.
Yes. Tyler Dunn coming up in less than 20 minutes. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.